Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, this weeping under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from star to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Monday, July the 1st of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. Show that's not a show. Brothers and sisters, as you guys, most of family and friends already know, my daughter passed away last night, approximately 9:30 p.m. Central Time, here in Dallas, Texas. My baby, the youngest of my 5 children, my earth angel. And the reason that I'm doing today's show is that I'm an open book. You know, I walk the talk and talk the walk. And it's very important, brothers and sisters, because each and every one of us, everybody listening to this call, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, sometimes if you call out, if you challenge, if you step up to the plate, if you decide to live your life according to your design, you need to make sure that you count the cost. You know, I counsel a lot of people every day. I do bereavement counseling. I was talking to a young man who lost his wife in a major car accident. I was talking to someone else who lost a daughter. I was talking to a friend of mine who had a death in the family. And whatever you preach and teach, you better make sure that's what you live. Because when it's your turn up to bat, all of that you've been talking, you better be able to back it up. And what that means is you better have the mental disposition. You better have a connection with source. You better be able to under, over, and understand exactly what's going on in your life. Last night at approximately 9:30, my oldest daughter called me crying on the phone because her sibling, who suffered from severe seizures, you guys know, I've talked about my children, I've been an open book. And when she called me, I immediately knew. And she said, "Dad," and she was screaming, she was overcome. And she said that she's gone. My sister's gone. And I called me and asked her, "Shawty, what happened?" And she explained to me what had took place. Shamor was taking a shower or taking a bath, and she had a seizure while taking a bath. And for what reasons, I do not know. Shamor knows that when I told her, she don't take baths because of her condition. She would always take a shower. But Shamor did tell me the last 2 years of her life, I spent with my daughter almost every day. For the last 2 years in my spirit, I knew this day was coming. It's like Source gave me 2 years. And I had just talked to Shamor a couple of the day before. And she kept telling me how thankful she was for me being there for her. I cannot express to you in the English language the last 2 years of my life with my daughter. Just being in a financial position to be there for her, she kept thanking me for just being and just doing the things that a father is supposed to do. For 2 years. Her senior year, her last year, she came to live with me. She always lived with her mom. She came to live with me for the last year of high school and her first year of college. She chose to go outside of the box when everybody else told her not. And I told her, "Shamora, this is your life." All the doctors, everybody told her she would never drive, she would never do this, she would never do that because of her condition. Shamora did not live her life like somebody who has epilepsy because I refused to allow her to live her life like someone who has epilepsy. I knew the risk. She knew the risk. Shamor went to New York by herself. She was at Nacogdoches at Stephen F. Austin. She had got to the point where she could sense and tell when the seizures was coming on. And she would always try to get to a safe place. This event could have happened while she was in college. This event could have happened while she was going out to eat one night with her friends. This could have happened while she was in her dorm room alone in a shower by herself. I could have got a call from a total stranger, but I didn't. I am thankful. I am grateful. That source allowed for my daughter, her last words was, she was tired. She told my oldest daughter that she was tired. She wanted to take a bath to relax. Shavor knows that she never takes a bath because of her condition, but she was tired. She said she was tired of moving around. She was tired. And as a father, I didn't have a father. So for all fathers out there, make sure you have your shit together before you bring a child into this world. I did not allow my daughter to do fear. That's why I don't do this church bullshit that most people teach. My daughter lived her life as if, the same way I live my life. One day I won't be here doing block talk shows and encouraging and motivating people. I'm sitting here right now with my daughters, and I refuse to let her take responsibility for what just took place. Shamora knew the risk. When she went to New York by herself, she knew the risk. When she went to Stephen F. Austin, she knew the risk. And we would talk the last 2 years of this gun. This girl was a light. Everybody say that when they love loved one and lost. People talk about criminals like they were great people. This girl never went on a date. She used to look for it. She's like, Dad, I want to have my first kiss. She never had sex. And she was always saying, Dad, I just want to be normal. So I said, okay, Shamora, you can be normal. And she was so excited when I took off the medication years ago. And she was mentally taking control over her seizures, just like my son did. I cannot sit here and explain to you why. Spiritually, I know. I've done many shows on it. But Shamora, and everybody say this, Shamora was a bright light. The last 2 years of making that drive from San Antonio, Texas to Nacogdoches, Texas, she would always thank me as if it was an inconvenience for me picking her up on her breaks for holidays. And I would bring her back to my home, our home. And she was so happy. And she was sleeping on the living room sofa. And I was saying, Shamora, we can buy a bed and we can set up, we can convert the upstairs game room into a bedroom and we could do this. And she said, no, Dad, this is just temporary. I'm only here for a little bit. And as a father, I hate it to watch my daughter go through that. But she never complained. She was always so thankful just to be able to experience life, because I allowed her to do whatever she wanted to do as long as she understood the risk and as long as she tried to maintain some sense of safety. And during our drives back from Nacogdoches, Texas, back to San Antonio, that 4-hour, 3.5-4-hour drive, we would have conversations about life. And if you guys remember, I did a blog talk show with Shamora and her friend, who was a, what they call a dreamer. Her mom and father came over to this country illegally. Instead of Shamora, who was barely getting by herself, thinking about herself, she called me and asked me, Dad, we've got to do something to help my friend. And we did a show, and we wrote, raised money for Shamora's friend. Even though we didn't raise enough money for her to stay in college, Shamora's whole focus was always on other people. She always cared. She was like me. She was a six. And she was always loving and compassionate and caring. But the message I need to make sure that everybody understands, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about transition and we're talking about life and life after death, it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that you over and understand the bigger picture. Regardless of your religious beliefs, regardless of what you believe or where you sit and what you stand on, you have to over and understand the most important thing. There is a whole lot that we don't understand. I cannot sit here and I can tell you, I was just talking with my son, who's a spiritual guy because he's born in February. And he was just thankful for all of the conversations that I've had to explain to them what happens in this life, why there's a transition, how we got here, and where we go from here, and how energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just changes form. And to be able to sit here today after getting the news from my daughter and helping to remind them of everything that I taught them about this day, to prepare them for this day. I knew 2 years ago that this day was coming. I can't tell you how and why. I just knew. And the thing that resonated in my spirit was the thing that resonated in Shamora's spirit, which was that I only got a short period of time on this planet. And certain things are not fair. I don't understand them. But I'm not going to focus on the fairness. As a father, I don't know no father or mother who doesn't want to provide the world for their children. But this little girl was so happy that I allowed her to go after her dream to be in theater and to be in the drama. When I knew that she could be on that stage in the middle of a performance and have a seizure and drop. But yet she said, Dad, this is my life. This is what I want to do. And I remember being at a Subway, sitting there eating a sandwich, and she started having convulsions and having a seizure, and everybody liked. And I remember picking up her lifeless body as she was shaking and carrying her to the car and telling everybody that it's okay, relax, calm down, no need to call 911. This was a regular occurrence. Some people, there's, like the scripture says, when they asked Jesus, why was this man born blind? Was it because of something that his mother did, his father did, somebody else did? He said, no, so that the glory of the Father may be fulfilled. So brothers and sisters, I'm here today because I actually walked the walk and talked the talk. I don't know no teacher, no reverend, no doctor, no bishop that would be on a free show after their daughter just died. I don't know. There are probably family members who probably think what I'm doing right now is inappropriate or insensitive. You may even think that. But like I told everybody, in the midst when everything that I've done right and everything that I've done wrong. I take responsibility for my dirt. And I can tell you, with my daughter Shamora, I did a lot of things right. My wife details me all the time. She says, honey, you're a damn good dad. But in my brain, I wasn't. I know I did a lot of things right. But if you are a young person, listen to this call today. Make sure you do everything within your power to provide a stable environment for your children. My daughter lived out of a suitcase. She told me, Dad, I'm just tired of moving. Tired of sleeping in the sofas. I'm just tired. When my mom died when I was 13, I lived out of suitcases, slept on sofas. First bed I had of my own. When I went into the military, that was the first time I slept in a bed. I was 19. We come into this world, brothers and sisters, we don't have an owner's manual. We don't have a system in place. I was not given a manual for how to raise children as a young father. My father did the best he could with the information and with the knowledge that he had. But I mean to tell you that my father failed miserably. I did the best I could with the information and with the knowledge that I had. And I'm here to tell you that I failed miserably. There's a lot of people that will listen to this show and take the wrong meaning. I understand the things that I did right, brothers and sisters. And I thank God for those things that I did right. But the things that I did wrong has nothing to do with morality, as I talk about on all my shows. Wrong has to do with causality. It has to do with the cause. What I do for a living is to destroy ignorance. That's why I'm on this planet. That's why I'm here. I hate ignorance. My mom died because of ignorance. A lot of things that I did when Shamora was a baby that made it easier for things to happen in her life as an adult because of my ignorance. There are things, brothers and sisters, here available that will assist you if you will expand your consciousness or your awareness, so that way you can at least assimilate and understand why things happen, and you can be prepared and in a place so that way when stuff happens, it doesn't bite you in the butt. Each and every one of us have a mandate. We have a responsibility to be the best versions of ourselves based upon the information that God has given us. I cannot sit here and tell you that I'm all-knowing and I'm all-powerful and I'm all-present. I wish I was. If that was the case, my daughter would be here right now sitting next to me. Because I want to spend more time with her. I want her to have the same experiences that I had. I wanted to be able to walk my daughter down the aisle. I wanted to be able to watch her walk across the stage as she graduated from college. My son, Kenneth, just graduated. I was looking forward to seeing Shamora. She's getting ready to start her second year of college. And when I got that call, there was only two options that I had prepared for both. And that was a possibility that there was something, you know, negative that happened with my daughter and her situation with her, you know, with something that maybe she was experiencing or going through. And then the other option was something happened with Shamora. So immediately, when I got that call, I immediately walked into my closet. That's why I commune with the source. And I sit there and I ask the same thing that I tell you guys to ask. When a calamity or something happens in your life, what am I supposed to learn? Don't ask why. Don't say, no, not me. Don't get angry at God. Don't thumb your nose up at God like I did when my mama died. This is here. Everything happens for a reason. Even in this situation in the valley. See, nobody likes to talk about shit when they're in the valley. Everybody will wait till they get on the mountaintop. Not me. When I'm in the lion's den, that's when I want to talk. Because everybody else, they don't want to show their weaknesses. They don't want to show their vulnerability. They want to come across like they're Mr. Know-it-all. Brothers and sisters, I'm not a Mr. Know-it-all. I'm not all powerful. If I was, my daughter would be here right now. But the one thing that my daughter told me and prepared me, 2 years of preparation, 2 years of my daughter telling me pretty much every other day or every conversation that we had, Dad, thank you. Thank you for being there for me when nobody else has been there for me. And I kept telling her, Shamor, why are you telling me that? It's almost as if she knew 2 years ago. She was always telling me how thankful she was that I was finally in a position. I was struggling all my life to finally be in a financial position that when she needed something, I could provide. That's all I ever wanted to do, was to be a good father, to be a provider and a protector of my home. So the reason I teach purpose, the reason that I don't walk around here talking about religion, because religion does not give you purpose. The only way, brothers and sisters, for you to over and stand and be, regardless of if you're on a mountaintop or on a valley, I'm not crying tears of sadness today, brothers and sisters. I'm crying tears of joy and happiness because me and my daughter spent the last 2 years of her life living her dream, and I was in a position to help her fulfill every dream that she wanted to do. We did everything that she wanted to do. Everything on her bucket list, she did. And I didn't care what the price was. Even the last conversation I had with her, she was worried about the cost of her room as she was transferring to college. She was worried about the transfer fee. She was worried about it. She was worried about the phone bill. Her phone didn't stop working. She was always worried about money. That's why I work as hard as I do. And that's why I encourage every client. If you're a client of mine, if you're enrolled in the life management system, man, it's imperative for you to get yourself in a situation or a position where you are a single standing column of waveform energy. It's beyond imperative that you get to know you. That's how you get to know source. You cannot know God if you do not know yourself. I don't care how many church services you go to. I don't care how many Reverend Dr. Bishops you talk to. I don't care how much you pray fast and turn over chairs and do whatever. To the degree that you know yourself is the degree that you know your source. But I sat down and went over to Shamora's numbers with her, and I knew that girl had nothing but sixes in her chart. So it was easy to assist her, understanding her, to comfort her, and to explain to her why she was being hurt. And then to the degree that she was understanding herself, that's the degree that she was able to understand everybody else. And that was a degree that she was able to connect with Source. So, brothers and sisters, I need to leave you with something that's very important when we're talking about transition. When you transition from this world into the next, Source Code always prepares you. It's just whether or not you're paying attention. As I tell you all the time, attention is not free. And I've been telling everybody, there are some major events that's going to take place in my life. To you, it's maybe a surprise. But for me, it's not. I've been saying this for a long time. My name will be known all over the globe. Not because of I'm somebody big and bad. Just because I know my source. I know my numbers. I know why I'm put on this planet. I know what I'm here to do. In a million years, I never thought. I was prepared, and I knew. I just didn't know how, and I just didn't know when. When I was talking with Shamora's mother, and she said the exact same thing, that when you're raising a child or anyone that has disabilities, and you see and you experience the number of close calls that we had, there is an understanding that one day might be that day. How you prepare to process and handle that day. Right now, I have to be strong for my 4 that I have left. I have to be strong for myself. I have to be strong for everybody else. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean I can't? I cry just like anybody else. I would much rather have my earth angel here with me, laughing and joking like we always do. But I always ask Source. And I have a relationship with God that is unparalleled. God gives me comfort. God lets me know things in advance. He lets me know what's coming down the pipe. He lets me know what to do, when to do it. He lets me know who to extend energy to and who not to extend energy to. And it's extremely important because even though this is a moment of sadness, it is a moment of transition. And it's also a moment of celebration. It is a moment of understanding, okay, why did this happen? And although my mental disposition was strong, I know Shamora's mental disposition because I got a chance to talk to her every day. And mentally, I understood what she was doing and what she was going through. And I understand the mental drain that it took for her to fight those seizures every single day. And so I want to make sure that everybody on this call understands something that is extremely important when it comes to your loved ones, and when it comes to yourself, and more importantly, when it comes to your purpose. Everybody on this call, whether you listen to this live or later, nothing can prepare you. Nothing. I don't care what nobody say. Nobody has to, you know, call me or text me. There's nothing that you can say. They're like, I know as a bereavement counselor, I do this for a living. Sometimes the best words are no words. Sometimes the best thing that you can say is nothing. Sometimes people just need space. They just need time. Everybody has a different way. There's 5 stages of grief. We all know those stages. The first one is always, just like I'm feeling right now, shock. Everybody, no matter how prepared you are, you're not prepared. No matter how prepared you think you are, you're still not prepared. So we all have to understand that. Because as much as we would like to think that we are all knowing and all powerful, we're not. We're just one little grain of sand on this earth. But we're a very powerful grain of sand on this earth. And once you are able to wrap your brain around the fact that, wow, This just happens. The next thing is that people go through this denial. And you have to let people process that. You have to let people go through it. Some people get through it a lot faster than others. That denial is in a form of anger. Because you're angry because you don't get to spend time anymore. But are you angry because of the event? Are you angry because of yourself? I'm angry because as a father, I know that there was a lot of things I could have done better. I did a lot of things right. I'm not over here. I'm not saying what y'all think I'm saying. What I'm saying is there is no father or mother on this call that don't want to give their family or give your children the best possible of everything. That's what I'm saying. I did great, but I could have done greater. And that's why I do these shows, man. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I'm sitting there talking to you instead of being in the living room group, you know, consulting my family, which is what I'm getting ready to do. But I'm angry. But as fast as the anger came, it left. I didn't even go into, and some people say, give it time. One of the things that comes from walking close with Source is that you have some inside revelation. You have an inside knowing of what I call the cycle of life. That's why I have my life optimization chart and life optimization circle. And obviously, a lot of people don't have that insight. They don't have that ability to wrap their brain around. So I'm not here trying to bargain with God. I'm not going through what if I have to make sure that my daughter, who was sitting in the living room and had no idea what was going on in the bathroom, I have to make sure that she doesn't take ownership and responsibility or something. I wish it had happened in my home, but at the same time, I thank God that it happened because Shamora was not going to be anywhere else except with her sisters. Because one thing about my family, my children, they were very close. But we go through the denial, we go through the anger, then we go through the what if, the bargaining, and then the most dangerous stage of all is I talk about the enemy. I already know the game. The enemy got to get you in a state of grief. He got to get you in a state of depression. Because remember, the only way for his system to work, to trap light on this earth, because the only way they can connect is at your lowest point of connectivity, and that's grief. Because the word depression means a lowering of one mental state to make room for a new state. So I don't do depression. So I'm here telling you right now, and I know people will take this wrong, but if Shamora was here right now, she would tell you the same thing I'm telling you. Because I told Shamora, if I go before you, I don't want you crying at my funeral. Because I need you to understand the bigger picture. And that is the fifth or the last stage. Because grief, remember, what is it? Look at the word D and then press I on. It's a lowering of your mental state. When you are in a state of grief, and that is a very low vibration, what's that vibration? What is the vibration of fear, doubt, and unbelief? What is that? That is the lowest vibration. That is a very, very low vibrational state. And the longer you stay in that state, the more susceptible you are to demonic interference. The more susceptible you are to pick up a low vibrational disposition. That's just a state of being. But the final stage is the under, over, and understanding of accepting of the loss. To understand that that person just changed form. That person is in a total different disposition. Is this acceptance of the fact that the big G have a system in place. The way that the stars, the moon, everything works according. Like I said in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up. There's a time to live, and there's a time to die. It's very, very important, brothers and sisters, the ability to move forward in the face of adversity. I was just in, as you know, the show I did with Brother Andreas, and we were talking about the word courage, and the word courage means to cure the rage. A lot of people would have a lot of anger and a lot of rage. Courage is the ability to move forward in the face of adversity. So I want to take this moment to encourage you. I know you probably think that you should be encouraging me. I'm here to encourage my four other lights, my children, my ex-wife, my wife, and other family members. And the reason that I'm able to encourage people instead of needing encouragement. Now, sure, if someone offers condolences and what have you, of course, that goes without saying. But I spent 2 years in the presence of the king in the form of my daughter, Shamora, who was a total selfless, unconditional, loving person who always extended grace and mercy towards everybody that she knew, to the point where she would take on other people's emotional state or grief or sadness or disposition, just like I did. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that the most important thing for you to always remember is, what is the lesson that I'm supposed to learn in this event? Whether it's something very positive or something very negative. You make sure that you ask the Father, what is the lesson? For me, the lesson is, pay attention. Continue to pay attention. Because God always sends you a warning or information in advance. Whether you pay attention or not, it's totally up to you. But Shamora told me for 2 years, Dad, I'm tired. I'm tired of fighting. And I think she held on for those 2 years for me more so than anybody else. Because I kept telling her, Shamora, fight. And I kept teaching her how to fight. And she was learning how to fight mentally. That disposition, that hostile takeover of her mind and her brain. And we took her off medication against doctor's orders, and Shamora learned how to control her seizures. And there were certain things that Shamora knew that she couldn't do. And one of those things was sleep deprivation. And Shamora knew that she had to get more sleep than anybody else. And so just like Shamora, and just like everybody else on this call, you know exactly what you need to do to keep you safe. So that when you are a single, standing, column, wave, form, enemy, and it is your responsibility to step up to the plate and be and do what God has called you to be, not only for yourself, but for your loved ones. We live in a day and age, brothers and sisters, where at this level, when you make a mistake, it can cost you your life physically. You be very careful on how you think, what you say, and what you order. You do not have the luxury of getting tired. You do not have the luxury of taking a day off. You do not have the luxury of a negative thought. You do not have the luxury of wallowing and sorry for yourself. Adversity comes. Things happen. Your job is to look the devil in the eye and tell him, no, not today. And when you're done and when you're finished, and it is your time to transition out of here, you can hear that phrase, well done, good and faithful servant, come and enjoy the glory of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody for the condolences. I thank everybody for the kind words. There are no words. There's nothing anybody can say. Nobody. I just appreciate you guys. There's just a lot of, as you guys know, a lot of planning, a lot of stuff, you know, corners. There's a lot of, you know, investigation, law enforcement looks into things to make sure that was no foul play. There's a lot of stuff, brothers, that you have to process through that I'm going through right now. And so thank you so much for all my clients. You know, obviously, you guys know I canceled the one-on-ones today, probably tomorrow. So give me a couple of days, brothers and sisters, just to take care of the logistics and everything that I have to do on this end concerning my daughter. And I thank so much. I thank everybody so much for your patience and understanding. I'm a open book. I have clients all over the world, all over the globe. I got, you know, people. I'm running sales. I'm doing a lot of stuff. And as you guys know, the show goes on. But at the same time, I have family and I have friends who don't have my level of understanding. And so I have to be there for them. So I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your understanding. And that's the main reason I did the show today, is really for my family, my extended family all over the world that's a part of the life management system. For all of my extended family who sent me condolences and stuff, man, you guys are my strength. Y'all are the reason I do what I do. Because every time somebody writes a book, every time somebody walks off their job and do something that they know they've been called by God to do, the greatest gift that you can give back to God is a life well lived. Live your life according to your design and your gift. Don't settle. Shamora lives her life according to her design and her gift. She did not let them seizures and her disability keep her from experiencing what God has designed and gifted her to do, and that was to be an ambassador of love. That girl loved everybody. So I thank everybody so much, man, for joining me and for your love and for your support. I appreciate you. I love you. And brothers and sisters, remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? All things work together for our good. Let us continue to uplift the Most High by living a life according to the way that He designed us, not the way that we want. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Him. The big G. God bless you. We'll see you at the top.
I never wanna let you go.
Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent.
Cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.